We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
J.J. Watt in the news this week in a big way. Headed to Arizona, $31 million over 2 years with $23 million guaranteed. That's nice money, Ron. For me and you, it would certainly be nice money. For most guys in the NFL, it would be nice money, but that ain't the money that his brother is going to be looking at. His brother is going to be looking at close to twice that per year. Close to twice that. What do you think, TJ Watts? I think his new contract will make him probably the highest paid player in defensive player anyway in football. You?
Yeah, who is that now? Is that Aaron Donald that might have the biggest contract? I'm not even sure, but I would have to think that Watt is going to be right up there based on what he has done in his career. It's going to be interesting to see how the Steelers handle that. This is the time to give him the extension, going into this offseason, because next year is his last year. So they usually extend the guys they want. I guess there's an option, Joe. Could they franchise him? Just let him play out this year and then franchise him next year, and that would mean you would have him locked up for two more years. I guess that's a possibility because they're going to be paying a fortune if they're going to sign him. So be kind of curious to see what they do with that.
Well, I mean, I think they're going to sign him long term, and I think what they're looking at is what, when you look, you ask the highest paid guy, average per year, when you look at edge rushers, it's Joey Bosa, $27 million a year, and Miles Garrett at $25 million.
That's a big number, man.
Yeah, those were signed during the pandemic. Those were signed last offseason, and both those guys right about T.J. Watt's age. So I suppose they could do what you're talking about, but I would be pretty shocked if they didn't sign him to a new deal. I mean, that seems to be the whole dynamic happening at outside linebackers. Yeah, you got to let Bud Dupree go because T.J. Watt's going to sign this monster deal, and it's going to be upwards of, if I'm him, I'm asking not for a penny less than $27 million a year.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to franchise him. I'm just saying I think that would be a possibility if you can't work out the numbers. That's a big deal no matter what. But, I mean, his production is in his first 4 years of his career is just off the chart. So, I'm with you. I'm not taking less if I'm him. I'm going to ask for what I can get and then, make them work it out, and I think they probably will. I think they knew all along this was going to be one of those deals that they're just going to have to bite the bullet and do it on, but it's not easy to commit that kind of money. It isn't, but, I mean, his production is just warranted. There's no doubt.
Not only might it be the biggest contract defensively, at least I'm looking at edge rushers, and I think that that's the case overall, might be the biggest in the history of the league and the history of the Steelers. I mean, when I look at Bosa's deal, the total value is $135 million, $27 million a year, $78 million fully guaranteed. That would be the biggest deal in Steelers history. That would be bigger than Ben's biggest deal, correct?
Yeah, I don't believe – Ben's was like $100 million or something, his biggest one.
Peanuts.
Obviously the last two, I think he averaged like 40 a year or something. It's the nice time for Watt to be coming up for a contract. There's no doubt about that. And he's going to come at a very expensive price. And good for him. He's earned it as far as I'm concerned.
What if they did play total hardball and had him play a fifth year, then franchised him? What if they did do that and tried to do that?
That's certainly, you know, the way the system works, they can do that, I guess. You know, I mean, I don't know that – I don't imagine he would like it very much, but, you know, the system is stacked, you know, usually for in favor of the player, but their system, they did agree to one guy that they can make a franchise tag on, and I would not be shocked if they do that. I'd be surprised. I don't know that I'd be shocked if they can't work out the deal.
TJ all of a sudden is 27. I would have had him pegged a little bit younger than that. Like Dupree is 26, TJ is 27. When they drafted him, I remember, it felt like he was a young draft pick at the time. So all of a sudden you're going to be looking at signing him and hoping he plays very well. Actually, he's 26. My bad. They had it wrong there. He'll be 27 in October, so 27 next season. They better hope, if they sign him to that deal, that he plays very, very well, well into his 30s, because I imagine that that would be a number of years on that deal. But I think in the end you have to sign him, and I think that's what will happen. Don't you?
Yeah, I do. I just mentioned that it's just a possibility, I guess, if they don't work it out. But if you're asking me, do I think they'll sign him, yes, I do.
I mean, what they have is arguably the best defensive player in football, certainly this past year. He had a pretty good argument for that. So those are the kind of guys you pay, still in their 20s, still in his mid-20s. I think you have to. Jeremy Fowler was on with the PM guys yesterday and said what we all know with regard to Dupree, that there's basically zero chance. But he still left the door open for Juju. So we're going to hear some of those clips from that Fowler interview. He talked about Mason Rudolph as well and his future with the Steelers. He talked about going to the draft, maybe, for the succession plan. We're going to talk about all that as well coming up on Cook and Joe. But the next thing on the agenda here is Brian Batko at 11 o'clock. Let's talk a little mock draft with him. This was also what I addressed in my intergalactically read Post-Gazette mailbag today, is what if that guy, I'm talking any guy, that guy that the Steelers peg as their future quarterback or have a real good feel about, what if he were to drop, whoever it might be, to number 24? We've seen guys drop before. Aaron Rodgers can tell you about quarterbacks dropping in the first round. Lamar Jackson can tell you about guys dropping in the first round. What if that were to happen this year? And what if it's a guy that the Steelers had pegged as one of their top three or four quarter, a guy that they think could replace Ben? High on their wish list. Let's talk about that with Brian at the top of the hour.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.